This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play it everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. It's that time, a time I look forward to every week, and I hope you do too. This week, Tim wrote to say the whole family gathers around in the living room every Saturday morning to hear the program. Well, some of you hear this program on Saturdays, some on Sundays. Well, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, I sure hope you can stick around for a few minutes and spend some time with us. In addition to lots of good music, we'll include a Kids Talk feature today. This is the letter that prompted today's discussion.
In Kids Talk, can you give me some help on the subject of getting over bad attitudes toward people and rebelling against anyone in authority? I have awful problems in these aspects.
Well, maybe you can identify with this girl. Maybe you have the same kind of problem. I think our discussion today will help. And of course, we'll wind up the program today with a good story dedicated especially to all you fellas and gals listening who have brothers or sisters younger and older than you. You are what is known as the middle child. The story today is called The Special Ones. Let's start out things with a couple of happy choruses, cousins. The first one, in fact, says, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy, and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burdens all away. Now I'm singing as the days go by. Jesus took my burdens all away. Once my heart was heavy with the load of sin, Jesus took the load and gave me peace within.
Cousins, I'm glad you're so happy. How about singing a song that tells us what happiness really is?
Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part.
Songs about being happy and knowing what real happiness is all about makes me think this would be a good spot to talk about bad attitudes and rebelling against authority. That's what we're going to talk about in our panel discussion today. So let's get right over to the corner we've labeled Kids Talk. And with us today again are Jeffrey, Taryn, Kara, and Jeff. Two are in the 7th grade, two are in the 5th grade, one homeschools, one attends a Christian school, and two are in the public school. Today we're going to talk about attitudes, our attitude towards others, especially our attitude towards those in authority over us, whether it be our teachers or our parents or whatever it might be. This is the letter that prompts today's discussion. In Kids Talk, can you give me some help on the subject of getting over bad attitudes toward people and rebelling against anyone in authority? I'm often a very bossy person. I have awful problems in these aspects. Can you help me? So let's talk about it. Have any of you had this problem of when somebody tells you something to do, I don't want to do it? Have you ever had that problem? Taryn?
Yes, I've had that problem lots of times, and it gets me just so mad. I feel like I just want to just yell. But what I do, sometimes I pray and try to be as patient as possible.
Okay. Do people have a right to tell you what to do at your age? You know, I heard a song on the radio the other day. It's my way, it's my life, don't tell me what to do, I'll do it my way. Now, can you do that at your age? Do your parents have a right to tell you what to do?
They've gone through life, they know some of the problems you will go through, and it's not really a command, but it's something they're asking you to do. It may sound like a command, but it's something they're asking you to do because they've gone through it.
Right. You know, one of the things that I hear from the kids so often, my parents are always yelling at me. Do you ever feel like your parents are yelling at you, but yet they really aren't yelling at you? You know what I mean? You just feel like they are. Taryn, like you said, you just, I don't want to listen to it. Jeffrey, have you ever had a problem with being wanting to be bossy?
Yeah, to my sisters. Uh-huh. When they...
Are they older or younger?
Younger.
And do they try to boss you around sometimes?
Not really.
But you try to boss them around sometimes.
Yeah.
Do they like it?
No.
Do you have a right to be bossy to your brothers and sisters? Younger ones?
No.
No? Whose responsibility is that?
My mom and my dad.
That's right. That's right. How have you overcome your problem with bossiness if you have these feelings of wanting to be bossy? Any brilliant ideas that you'd want to share?
Well, I put myself in their place.
Ah, sometimes. You put yourself in their place. That's important. That kind of gets us back to the golden rule, doesn't it? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Put yourself in their place. Jeff, your thoughts on this subject of bossiness and responding to authority.
Well, my parents tell me to do a lot of things that I usually get quite mad about. But then after a while, I think about it, and most of the time, they're doing it for my sake because they know it will help me, even if I don't feel like it at the time.
So it's a good idea not to react right away, but to think about what your parents or a school teacher may have said, instead of just responding and blowing up right away and saying, I don't want to do that. Think about what they've asked you to do and say, hey, that's not such a bad idea after all. Okay? Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on this good subject of our attitudes toward people and rebelling against those in authority. A reminder, fellows and gals, we welcome your suggestions for our discussion here in Kids Talk. You write to me and let me know what you'd like us to talk about, okay? Well, that was a good discussion, and we come out of it with the perfect song. Melissa provides it, and it's called Be Humble.
God has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6, verse 8. Mr. Bumblebee is humble, he won't talk about himself. He's so funny, making honey, taking it to your kitchen shelf. Love is humble, never proud. Mr. Bumble says boasting's not allowed. Mr. Bumblebee is humble, he's not all puffed up with pride. If you would do as you should do, humble Bumblebee inside.
We can be humble because that is the example the Lord Jesus set for us when he was here on the earth. The more we know about Jesus, the more we'll know how to control our wrong attitudes. Is Jesus your friend? He's Carl's friend, and Carl wants to tell you more about his friend.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend we have in him. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness, take it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend we have in him. What a friend we have in
With the words of the last two songs in mind, let's take time to bow our heads and let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for that wonderful word, friend. Thank you, first of all, that you are our friend, that you've made us, that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for us, and that you live in our hearts through your Holy Spirit, our very best friend who is with those who have trusted Jesus as Savior every day. And we thank you for the friends you give us at home, at school, in the neighborhood. Help us to be a friend to others, especially to those who need our friendship. Help us to show them the love of Jesus in the way we live and the way we act. Thank you for this time together with our friends around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. We've just taken time to talk to the Lord in prayer. Let's have a song about our Lord and the time when he was here on this earth. Listen to these good words about our Lord.
Once sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and made his darkness flee. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids. I'm 14 and I love the Keys for Kids books. I try to read them every day so I can read my Bible every day. Good idea, huh? And this one from a girl who says, I love reading the stories from Keys for Kids. I've been getting it for 6 months and I love it. My grandmother is the one to thank. She ordered it for me and I've been reading them every day so far. So grandparents, yes, you can ask to have your grandchildren send a copy, and then if they write and ask for it regularly, we'll put them on the mailing list as well. Now here's where you write to get on the mailing list for Keys for Kids every other month. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, either way, we'll get it. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us and ask to be put on the mailing list. That email address is keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org.
Well, before we know it, it will be time for our interesting story called The Special Ones. You'll remember I said it's especially good for those of you who are the middle child. You have a brother or sister older than you and one younger as well. No matter if you are the youngest, the oldest, or somewhere in between, you are special to God. And that's what Becky's good Go Along With the Story song is all about. Listen to these good words.
I'm something special. I'm the only one of my kind. God gave me a body and a bright that he wanted me to find, so he made me something special. I'm the only one of my kind. I have a little sister who's not at all like me. She can write a lovely poem, but I can climb a tree. My brother too is different, with questions need answers. He's the one who knows. That's why I'm something special. I'm the only one of my kind. God gave me a body and a bright, healthy mind. He had a special purpose that he wanted.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Mary Claire Anderson, is entitled The Special Ones.
Why can't I stay up a half hour longer, too?
Because you're only 8 years old, Kelly. Kate is 11. When you're 11, you can stay up longer, too.
But Kate gets to do so many more things than I do. She gets to stay up later. She gets to go over to her friends' houses more often. She gets to take flute lessons. She plays on a softball team.
All right, Kelly, all right. That's enough. You get right off to bed. Kate will be up later.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Look, Mom, look what Mrs. Webster gave.
What?
It's one of her old purses. It's full of things to play dress up. A necklace, a pretty pink scarf, a flower pin, and a little purse for money. And guess what?
What?
There's 9 pennies in it. And they're all mine.
Oh, how nice, Chris. I hope you remember to say thank you. Are you just coming home now? Wasn't Kelly over at Mrs. Webster's too?
Yes, but she left.
But she was supposed to come home with you, Chris. Kelly! Kelly!
Coming! Yes, Mom?
Why did you come home before Chris?
I wasn't having much fun.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Mrs. Webster just wanted to talk with Chris. She really likes it when Chris comes to play at her house.
I'm sure she was glad you had come, too.
Not really. She got kind of mad at me when I walked where she just planted grass seed. Then she went inside with Chris to get some things for her. So I just came home to play by myself.
So you just left Chris alone over there. How was your little sister supposed to cross the street to get home?
Oh, Mrs. Webster held my hand while we walked across the street, and we looked both ways, too.
Just the same, Kelly. You know better than to leave your sister alone like that. She's only 5 years old. Next time, you stay with her for the entire time.
Okay.
So, what are all my girls doing on this beautiful Saturday afternoon? How about you, Kate?
Well, Barbie's mom is picking me up. She's taking a bunch of us to the shopping mall with her. We're going to order our own lunches, do a little shopping, and then there's a puppet show at 3.
Hey, that sounds like a fun-filled day.
And I'm taking Chris to Amy Larson's birthday party. This is the first one she'll be going to all by herself.
Mommy bought a panda bear for me to give to Amy. It's so cute, Daddy.
Yes, it is, and Chris would like to keep it herself. And what are you going to say when the party's over, Chris?
Thank you, Amy, for inviting me to your party.
And what else?
Thank you, Mrs. Larson, for the good time.
Wow, with manners like that, she'll really be glad you came. And what about you, Kelly?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'll do some stuff in my room.
Well, it sounds like everybody's going to be busy this afternoon. I've got a few things to do myself.
The house sure is quiet with Kate and Chris gone.
Where's Kelly?
She's been in her room ever since lunch, but I'm fixing a snack and I'm going to call her in a minute.
Do you think she's all right?
I'm not sure. She's been awfully quiet lately.
I think we ought to ask her if something's wrong. I'll call her now.
Here you are, Kelly. I think you'll like this fruit.
Thanks.
What's the matter, Kelly?
Nothing.
You've been so quiet lately that we thought maybe something was wrong, honey.
Why don't you tell us what's bothering you?
Well, I guess I don't feel like part of this family.
What do you mean?
Well, like, Kate gets to do a lot of special things, and everyone thinks Chris is so cute, but I just get in trouble, it seems.
Oh, Kelly, it sounds like you are having some feelings common to the middle child.
What does that mean?
Well, you have a sister who gets more privileges, but it's because she's older.
And you have a sister who gets more attention, and that's probably because she's such a little girl yet.
Will it always be that way?
In a way. You know, Kate will always be older, and Chris will always be younger.
But that doesn't mean that you are any less special to us or to God.
Say, let's read what God says about you. Will you hand me that Bible, Kelly?
Here it is.
Look. Look here in the book of Galatians in chapter 6, verse 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. That means that we should not compare ourselves to others, but we should be happy with who we are, because God created each of us differently.
You see, honey, you are not just like your sisters, but you are special, in a way different from Chris or Kate.
Do you understand that, Kelly?
Yes, I suppose.
I think we should try to figure out why you are so special, okay?
Okay.
All right, can you think of something special about yourself?
Well, I really like Barney, and I give him his dog food most of the time.
That's a good start. Anything else?
I like to do art at school.
Yes, that's good. Anything else?
And I know all the names of the people on the block.
And let us add a couple that we see, Kelly. For instance, I noticed that you are the quickest to help when something needs to be done.
And you are usually very cheerful about it, too.
You're also very good about doing your school homework without being told several times. All of these are things that are pleasing to the Lord as well as to us.
So you see, Kelly, you are special, and we love you very much because you are you.
Look all the world over, there's no one like me. No one like me, no one like me. Look all the world over, there's no one like me. There's no one exactly like me. Some people are short and some people are tall. God loves them all, God loves them all. Some people are short and some people are tall, but no one's exactly like me. Some faces are dark and some faces are light. Each one is special in God's loving sight. Some faces are dark and some faces are light, but no one's exactly like me.
It's great to know that God has never made two things exactly alike. No two snowflakes, no two leaves, no two people, no, not even twins. No one is exactly like someone else. Now, since God has made you special, don't you think He cares about you? Certainly He does. That is why He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins, to rise again from the dead for you. Now, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Only if you have can you go on to really discover what special plans the Lord has for you and for your life. Before I go, a quick reminder that we'd love to put you on the mailing list to get Keys for Kids every other month. All you have to do is just write and ask for it. It's free for the asking. Here's where you can write: CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. That's CBH Ministries, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us at keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids, all one word, at cbhministries, also all one word, .org. And when you write, if you'd like to tuck in a prayer request, if you have a problem you'd like to share, we're here to help in any way we can. Goodbye now. God bless you. Hey, see you again next week.